let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Back with us on the program, Eve Jeanette Blum. She's been called a true Renaissance woman and one of the most prolific writers of the century. She's an artist, a writer, and investor. Winner of the National Association for Professional Women's 2013-14 Professional Woman of the Year Award in Leadership, Literature, and Art. She has a bachelor's degree from Delphi University, where she studied German and social science, studied art at the New School of Painting and Drawing, as well as at the New York Horticultural Society. Living in New York, Eve takes inspirations from the natural beauty of Central Park, the many art galleries and museums throughout Manhattan. She's the author of a number of haikus, short stories, essays among her works, award-winning writer. Among her works, talking in the program today about Lost in the Maze, Finding Myself, Eve Jeanette Blum joining us once again on This Week in America. Eve, I'm looking forward to this. Welcome back to the program.
Welcome back.
It is so nice to have you with us on the show. And we've talked before about Four Seasons. That was the last show that we did with Eve. And we talked about Central Park, Rhapsody, and Oasis. Today we're going to be talking about Lost in the Maze, Finding Myself. Talk about how this book came together, and then we'll talk about some of the different poems in the book. There's so many books that Eve has written, and you'll find all of them at her website, Eve Jeanette Blum, BLOHM.com. Yeah, you can find them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Eve's website. So much that she's done, you'll be impressed with her collages, watercolors, photographs, as well as the writing. The stories that I mentioned, the short stories, essays, haikus, and her poems. This is in the book Lost in the Maze, Finding Myself. Tell us a little bit about the book and how this came about.
It's a collection of my poems.
And over what period of time did it take to put this collection together?
A while. Because some of the poems go back to way back and go back to 2007.
So they do go back, and it's interesting, as you're putting this collection together, do you write them thinking, I'm going to combine these, I'm going to put these in a collection, or just does it sort of evolve after you write a poem or a short story that they sort of fit in the theme of the different books that you're writing?
I think it fits into a theme because a lot of it is autobiographical, and one of the ones, Wood Chips, is about a gift that my mother gave me.
Yes, talk about that, because as I'm reading this, again, after I read your writing, I can relate to so many things that you're talking about, and I also feel like I know you better. It's almost like a couple of old friends talking, because I've read this and have some idea where you're, about your history, your life, and where it came from. Talk about Wood Chips and how that poem came about.
Well, it actually came about when I was walking in the park with Bill.
And there's so many memories that you have with Bill, your husband, and we've talked about that, especially in Central Park. I get the impression he really shared this creative life with you, and he was very creative as well.
He read a lot of poetry books, Robert Frost. I read Walt Whitman when I was working.
So you can tell that's an inspiration for what you write. The book we're talking about on this particular program is Lost in the Maze, Finding Myself. Eve Blum, our guest in the program, Eve J. Blum, and that's B-L-O-H-M. Link onto our website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We've talked about this on the program before, and in the poem Truth and Beauty, you talk about your father, your grandmother, and your mother, and the special role all three played in your life. Talk about that, because who you are today, the successful career that you've had as an artist, that really goes back to that family foundation, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, because my father was a German refugee.
And I'm sure that impacted many discussions that you had with him. And in that, the poem Truth and Beauty, you talk about him doing the Thanksgiving turkey. I'm sure you've got some very important message.
I have a picture of my dad carving a turkey.
And as I'm reading that, I can actually see him carving the turkey and those special memories.
And I have a picture of him with a tape measure over his neck and in his hand, sort of a knife, you know.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
A chalk, because he was a women's coat manufacturer.
In New York City, and that's interesting because, as I understand, you were born in New York. You are a New York girl through and through. Talk about those experiences, because you really got a chance to see a snapshot of the world, one of the most exciting and diverse cities in the world in New York City. What impact did all of that have on your life and who you are?
It had a great impact on me when my mother and I rode down Fifth Avenue on the bus to the Garment Center to visit my father's business in the Garment Center on 39th Street.
And I'm sure that was an experience over the years, it being able to do that. You'll get a sense of that in the book of poems.
And I also have photographs of my father's business. And I also have a lot of my photographs of my wedding.
And we'll see a few of those photographs when you go to the our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on to the YouTube version of the program, or by going to Eve's website, evejeanetteblohm.com. On the homepage there, you will see a collage of pictures, and you'll get a chance to see up close some of the people that we've talked about on the on these particular programs in talking about.
My grandmother was a tough woman.
And it sounds like it. And very impactful on your life as well, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She was tough with me.
And that obviously brought out the best in you. I know we've talked before and talk about people being tough on you. You had a teacher when you were writing a term paper, and I'm thinking any term paper you wrote, you had to get a plus, the highest possible grades, because you're such a good writer. But you had a D in a term paper, and that was because she was really pushing you. She was trying to get you to do better because she knew you had better in you.
Yeah, she said I didn't go far enough.
And that was sort of a motivating factor in your career, I assume?
It was about the in and out groups.
Ah, okay. And that really gave you some motivation, some inspiration to become a writer. I mentioned your background. When did you start focusing really on the arts? I know you went back to school to study arts, and I think in 1973 started. So that's when you... What was it about the arts that really captured your attention, where you thought, I can really express myself? That's where it happened.
That's where it happened, because my painting and drawing instructor said, don't have any more teachers, study it on your own.
That's interesting. You had the foundation there. He wanted you to evolve on your own rather than what be shaped by somebody else.
Yes. And that's the same with my creative writing teacher.
That's interesting. It wasn't like read this book by this author and see if you can do something similar to that. They basically what gave you the foundation and turned you loose to build a house by yourself.
Yes. It was Robert Conover and Michael Ruhmacher. They both gave me the foundation to try on my own and not copy someone else.
You know, it's interesting, in a life as a successful artist, you have this vision that you sit down and you paint and you've got a masterpiece. You sit down and you write and you've got a bestseller. I'm sure there are times when you just, like, what, stop the project and go back and start it over again, isn't there?
Yes.
And not...
But you know, I had trouble... with some courses in school. I had trouble with geometry. But the thing about geometry is that I didn't like the theorems, but I liked the shapes.
I was going to say, because being an artist, I'm sure that part of it appealed to you because you do your artwork, and you'll see if you go to the website, EveJeanetteBlum.com, you'll see different artwork there that you've done, different shapes and sizes. That part of it obviously interested you. It was getting there that wasn't all that interesting.
Yeah, and I didn't like my teacher.
And that adds to it as well. That adds to it as well. Well, you stayed with it, and the bottom result is, I don't know where your teacher is now, but you are a very successful artist. The book we're talking about, and there are so many, Lost in the Maze, Finding Myself, a collection that took you some time to put together, to put in a collection. One of the poems you have in there is Laugh a Little, and you say, a merry heart does good like medicine. How important has laughter been in your life, being able to maybe sort of step back and smile?
When we met in La Crepe in the village with a Marvel Young Adult group, we had a special event, and he was the life of the party.
So it was almost like you were married to a doctor all these years. What, the guy brought good medicine. He was able to keep you having a laugh as you went through life.
No, but he also gave me trouble, too, because he was depressed and he had panic attacks.
And that's interesting because the last time that Eve was with us, we talked about the book Four Seasons and talked about gray. And gray is a reality. It is not a black and white world. And here's your husband who you describe in one sentence as the life of the party and then having some depression issues along the way. That really makes that point as well, doesn't it? Gray. I mean, life is full of different colors, different shades.
Yes, it is.
The book is Lost in the Maze, Finding Myself. Eve Blum, our guest on the program. A few more minutes. One of the poems that Snow Memories, and you talk about today's snowfall, reminds me of being a teenager with the school closings and the wonderment with the snow. It changes as we become adults. That wonderment sort of becomes aggravation along the way. That sort of sums up how most of us feel about that. Sometimes we just sit back and we look at the snow and we appreciate it. And we think back to when we were kids, and snow was a whole different event for us at that time.
You know, I had a sit home in Teaneck doing my biology notes, typewriter.
I remember typewriters, yes.
And I learned typing on that Smith Corona typewriter. It was a manual.
Yes. And I'm sure for some people...
And I learned the IBM, and I eventually learned the computer.
Now, when you write, we got a couple minutes left in the program. That's interesting as you're talking about that. Do you write in longhand, or do you actually sit and put these on a typewriter now on a computer?
I sometimes have put most of my work on longhand, and then I pick certain ones and I type them on the computer.
And it's so much better on the computer. I was a bad typist, and I kept the whiteout people in business for years going back and trying to correct my mistakes, and it's very easy now to do on the computer. The book is Lost in the Maze, Finding Myself. The author is our guest on the program today. She's got fans throughout the world.
I have to say one thing about one person who was very important in my life.
Yes, please do.
He was my boss at Mass Mutual.
And talk about him.
I was very good with figures. And I did sales illustrations and minimum deposits from the rate manual.
Ah. Impressive.
And I use a calculator. I was very good with that, but I wasn't good with math, advanced math, but I was very good with chemistry and biology in high school.
Yes. I started off by calling you a Renaissance woman. You truly are, and fortunately for so many that have enjoyed your artwork, your poetry, your essays, your short stories over the years, that you have become an award-winning writer. Our guest on the program has been Eve J. Blum. That's B-L-O-H-M. The website is evejeanetteblum.com. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to Eve's website. Her books are available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, bookventure.com. And again, you can link on directly to her website. Eve, it is always a pleasure having you on the program, the book we are talking about today. Thank you. Lost in the Maze, Finding Myself was, I really enjoyed having a chance to read that, as all of your works, and you can find them at Eve's website. Eve, thank you so much for being with us. Looking forward to doing it again. Thank you for being on the program today.
Okay. You want to know what my boss at Mass Mutual wanted me to be?
What? I'm interested. He didn't encourage you to be a writer?
No, he didn't encourage me to be a writer.
What did he think you should be?
He said that I would be more than a typist. But he wanted me to be an actuary.
Ah, I can't imagine. Would you have been happy being an actuary?
No.
I knew that was the answer. I knew that was the answer. Well, thankfully, he was not very good with career placement, and you knew what you wanted to do and ended up being there and have done it successfully since the mid-1960s with your work in art. Eve Blum, our guest on the program. Eve, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, and we are back right after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.